Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
NBC's Sam Brock, one of their local reporters in Florida, I guess went to a supermarket and was upset when he saw not only customers without masks on, but also store employees.
Can we send them a tip?
Masks. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. It's not clear actually what the supermarket chain is. I think they're actually being purposefully, they're keeping that to their chest here. I guess they don't
want to promote. Probably don't want to attract a whole bunch of customers who want to see a human face.
Right.
Is there a mask mandate in Florida?
I don't know. I think there may be. According to the store here, there are some rules in Florida. City Council, looked like this was Naples, Florida. So the city council there does have a mask mandate.
Okay.
And according to this story here, the Florida supermarket is sparking outrage after video surfaced of customers' employees going about their business without masks. The 15-second clip was shared Wednesday by NBC's Sam Brock, who was astonished as he walked into the popular grocery store in Naples, Florida, only to see people both young and old flouting the rules for mask wearing.
They like to breathe.
My God. They want to prohibit us from going into the store. They think that we should be the ones who are staying at home ordering food, and that we should be the ones relegated to sitting out in cars and calling for delivery outside.
Well, if they're too cowardly to get within 6 feet of me, good luck making me.
Yeah.
Now, I do my drive-up orders at Target now instead of going in, just because it's hassle to deal with the employees.
Do they give you a hard time there?
They do. They give me a hard time.
Really? Like, yeah. Give me an example. What happened?
Well, I went in once whenever they had somebody at the door, and we walked in and I said I had a medical exemption, and he said, no, you don't.
Really?
And I lost it. And Mikey was there. He's 16. And so he was like, Mom. And I just went off on this poor guy. And he was like, wow. Well, what's your exemption? And I was like, you
None
can't ask
business.
Me that.
Yeah.
So I went over to the manager, you know, and I said, you should just really school him on what he can and can't say. Mm. And of course, the manager was very apologetic. But, you know, I've had more than one interaction.
So they didn't
like
kick you out of the store?
No, that he said, well, we can bring you your stuff. I said, I just need to get diapers, you know, for Molly. And he was like, well, we can go get it and bring it. And I said, no, want to go in.
Right.
This is what we do.
Yeah.
We come in, she enjoys it, and you know, we buy more things and we leave. And so they let me get my stuff, but I haven't been back in there since.
Wow.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Actually, the only time I've had a hard time recently was when I went to Walmart actually to get Mikey, because the cops were there after him, so I charged
that.
In after them.
You know, I kind of heard a little bit about the not wearing the mask and everything like that, and I don't know, I was just kind of wondering about why y'all's stance is so firm on not keeping masks on. Just asking, curious.
Well, the main reason for me is nobody tells the truth. And if I put on a mask, what I'm saying is I believe these lying sacks of crap when they say the things that they say.
You mean the politicians?
The politicians and the talking heads on the news who have been, I didn't think they could lie any more than they used to lie in the last few years. They've gotten
they proved
even
you
worse.
Wrong. Yep.
And so I basically, I'm not willing to make the statement that I believe them, because I do not.
Not willing to make the statement that you believe it would cause either less transmission or more, or if it would make any difference, right?
The only way that wearing a mask will affect the amount of cases that I transmit is if I actually have the disease.
If there were actually people getting sick and, you know, possibly dying or near dying in my life, then yeah, I think a lot of us would take this a whole lot more seriously, and we wouldn't need to have politicians telling us, you know, what the right thing to do is. If you know, politicians are saying a thing, by default, you should not believe them,
right,
in my opinion.
when if there were a real pandemic going on, mm-hmm. if there was something on the level of, say, the 1918 Spanish flu going on, what you would be hearing from the government is, don't panic, everything's going to be okay. you know, mm-hmm. they'd be lying about that, too. They'd just be lying in the opposite direction.
Yeah. Yeah, in this case, it seems pretty clear that it's all about obedience. It's all about pushing the line and seeing how far they can get away with and what they can get away with as far as telling people what to do and what level of obedience.
Have you seen anyone wearing the double masks yet? They talked about that they were 75% more effective.
Generally, once I see a mask on somebody's face, like, I just kind of stop paying attention to them. You know, it's like, I don't even notice that the girl's pretty anymore. She's got a mask.
Well, you can't
on.
See their face. You can't see their smile depressing. And the teeth.
Yeah.
I work in the television industry, and we have people on television sets that are called production assistants. And they're usually the lowest paid person next to the intern on the set. So they're production assistants, you know, $100 a day person. Well, now these production assistants are now called COVID compliance officers. Now you want to talk about turning someone into a Karen.
Yeah, they just gave this person power over everyone coming onto the set.
It is amazing. The average person who used to just like be a wallflower is now, they got their chest out. They're saying, put your mask on, wash your hands. It is a power trip. And you can imagine if you amplify this to the federal government level, you can see where Fauci is.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, it really is unbelievable. But I mean, I've been shopping. I go shopping in anywhere, like post office, wherever. And I know the post office is a federal building, which I guess I could be arrested for a federal crime if I don't wear a mask at a post office. But I've been shopping for the whole year since this whole thing happened without a mask. I should be dead, I guess. But the thing is, when you go into a supermarket or anywhere you're shopping, you have to walk in there like you own the place. If you are the least bit timid, the employee, the clerk will spot you and try to one-up you.
You know, I went to a doctor's appointment at the hospital 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I walked in, guy says, hey, you got to have on a mask. Mind you, I'm wearing a neck gaiter pulled up to just below my eyeball. I'm like, I'm wearing a mask. He's like, it's got to be a hospital mask. Hmm. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I take the mask, I turn to walk away. He stops me and tells me I have to use hand sanitizer.
Oh my gosh.
As well before I can
you must
in.
Go through all of the rituals. You must pass through all of the requirements or else.
It's like trying to infect somebody with OCD.
Yeah. Why can't you just be like the rest of us, Kirby?
Because my mother raised me to question everything somebody told
Good.
Me.
Smart woman.
Yep.
Good.
Good answer.
I just looked at him at that point and turned around and kept on going, went up to my appointment and left. And what Angie said is real accurate. I open carry everywhere I go, except hospitals and places like that. But if you're open carrying, people are a lot less apt to walk up and say something snappy to you. And when they do, if you just say, I'm exempt, they walk away and leave you alone because they don't want any parts of this.
And I did not open carry for a while, and I would go with my husband who open carried, and I noticed how kind they were to him, and I was like, wow, they're just so nice to you and nice to me when I'm with you. And he said, Angie, it's because I'm open carrying, and I was like, I need to do that.
And now you are here at the show. Yep. Looks great.
An armed society is a polite society.
It's
that
true.
Was Robert Heinlein wrote that, and absolutely right.
Most of the Republicans are pretty obedient. I mean, they're going to quietly go along to get along and put up with whatever stupid stuff comes down the pike from the federal government until it's their turn to take it back over and shove their stuff down the throats of the Democrats. And so, you know, the only way that's going to change is if enough of them get fed up enough to demand secession and to demand independence and to demand it right away. But the cycle just seems to continue. There's usually a little push for secession at the end of every election season, and then it just dissipates. And then everybody just plans for the next election and hopes that they can take back the hall of power. It just keeps going.
I don't think they're going to tolerate another 4 years of, you know, the kind of crap they took for the last four years.
You don't think? Things seem to have calmed down since.
I don't think so.
It's been almost a month since the 6th when people did the quote-unquote insurrection, the unauthorized visit.
Oh, you mean with
visit.
The unauthorized tour?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, they did an unauthorized tour. They took some selfies.
Well,
since then, the, what do they call them, the group of the guys that wears the yellow and the black, Proud Boys. The Proud Boys, one of their leaders has been targeted and outed as a snitch, outed as a government informant. They've arrested a couple of the other Proud Boys guys, and they're pressing charges, of course, against the people who did the unauthorized tour.
I live in a little town in Oregon, and it's not really been too affected by the masks until literally overnight from Monday to Tuesday. And the rules just changed, and now I can't go even to get groceries without wearing a mask.
Really?
And they, like, have signs at the checkouts where they say that you will not be checked out. And my husband got kicked out of the store we usually go to, and we haven't had a problem up until Tuesday.
So what are the rules that changed?
Well, a lot of people weren't wearing masks. I mean, not a lot, but, you know, you'd see a couple other people not wearing one. And then all of a sudden they changed the signs, and they are just refusing to serve anybody that won't wear one.
So was this just this one grocery store?
Well, if I can't...
Was it just this one grocery store, or did something change at, like, the state level or the city?
No, it must have been at the state level, because it's like every grocery store that I usually go to and haven't had a problem.
Now, are you able to say that you have a medical exemption? Have you tried that?
Oh, yeah. Well, my husband tried that one, too, and the Walmart greeter demanded to see his papers. And since
he
didn't have his papers, they refused entry.
Wow. I know that when I had the mask on when I went on the airlines recently, it was quite uncomfortable on my ears where the band is behind
there. I've heard that, too, yeah.
And, you know, I didn't even wear mine for very long at all. You know, only the very bare minimum of being on the flight.
Didn't they say that if you're eating or drinking on the flight that you don't have to have it?
They want you to put the mask back on between bites. They actually have, at least on Delta, they had a notice that that went out about that. Now, you know, in my case, the flight that I went on first, I was on two legs. So the first
Can
part.
Can you imagine how many stewardesses would it take to enforce that? They'd have to have one standing over every shoulder.
Well, someone will probably snitch on you if they're observing
you.
Well,
that's okay. Let them come and yell at me if you want.
The problem is they may actually take the plane down, which they have done. They've actually taken
that
the plane down.
That would be freaking hilarious.
Didn't they do it for a two-year-old one time?
Yes, than once.
Yeah, he wanted to keep the mask on.
Yeah, more than one family has been ejected from various different airlines over this, and they will ban you from flying them in the future. So what I did was on my first flight, you know, it was relatively packed. Almost every seat was actually full on this flight. I had my nose out the entire time, even though they said you're not supposed to. No one said anything to me about it. And just to add to, you know, my inability to be contacted about this, I put like a sleep mask on as well. So I had the face mask on, my nose sticking out, and then I had a sleep mask on. And I was just trying to catch some shut eye.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy, so I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
There's a little bit more here that I wanted to share about this grocery store, Oaks Farm Seed to Table Market in Naples, Florida, about 42 miles south of Fort Myers. They are making, stirring up some controversy just by having an NBC News reporter shooting a 15-second video inside the store showing people with no masks on. The store's owner told NBC's Today that he doesn't think masks work, and he doesn't believe that the coronavirus has killed hundreds of thousands of people in the United States. Some people theorize that it's actually been the flu that has been killing these people.
Are they even testing people for the flu now?
Well, that's the thing. The flu numbers are way, way, way down.
Right.
Compared to what they normally are. And so the official story is that, oh, well, the flu numbers are down because people are wearing masks and social distancing. But on the other hand, they're also claiming that not enough people are wearing masks and social distancing, so they need to wear more masks, and we need to do more social distancing. So which one is it?
Apparently they should be doing the masky social distancing thing when the flu's big, and, you know, maybe just blowing it off because it doesn't seem when the COVID's big, because doesn't seem to be doing anything about that.
So,
or you could just, you know, get with reality, which is reality is if you've tested positive for COVID, or if you have a runny nose and you get shot in the head, they're going to go, oh, he's got a little snot running down his nose. I'll bet. I suspect he has COVID. I'm going to put COVID down as a cause of death.
If you really were afraid of COVID, you wouldn't go to an arcade.
Exactly, where you're touching things.
And constantly be sharing, you know, consoles, joysticks, buttons with other people who are in the very same place.
Well, the thing is, if you consider how stupid the average person is and then consider that a full half of them is stupider than that, some people would.
I see what you're saying. But regardless, it was refreshing because even some of the staff there was not wearing masks.
Oh, that's excellent, because I haven't seen that lately. Like, most people always have masks on.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, why wouldn't the staff be able to have a medical exemption as well? Are you saying that people who have medical issues can no longer have jobs?
Yeah, you can't work.
Yeah, that would actually be a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act, which does say you have to make reasonable accommodations. Yep.
Now, when we go places, Michael will tell people, you know, the register and server, he'll say, you do not have to wear that. And a lot of them are like, oh, thank you. That's
really
great. Yeah, and they'll take it off, and so they'll move it. You know, he's really quick to. There was a guy walking into the local store, and you get that look. People are like, oh, I forgot my mask, and they turn around and have to go back. And he had just gotten gas and yelled out the door. He said, they won't care if you go in without that. And he said, they won't. And he was like, no, you can go in without the mask there, and they'll be fine. He was like, yeah, they've always been great, but he still went and got his mask out of his truck.
I'm not really taking issues so much. I'm all about some personal liberties, and just because. You know, you don't have to wear a mask. I just want to encourage everybody to wear a mask. It's
Why?
Not a sign of fear. Excuse me?
Why? It seems like a sign of obedience to me.
Oh, I understand that. And have you ever done a tracheostomy on anyone trying to recover from COVID?
No, I have not.
So I'll tell you, do that a few times, and you'll understand why it's important to do everything you can to prevent the spread of this. And I'm not here to argue for or against the
efficacy of masks. Is it worse than doing a tracheotomy on somebody who's dying of the flu, or?
Well, I'm just saying, are you a medical professional?
I'm not.
That's why
I'm asking you.
Thankfully, in this conversation, it shows. Because these people die horrifying.
Well, yes, I've certainly never done a tracheotomy, but I'd love to have an answer to that. Is it worse than a tracheotomy?
What was your question?
I asked if it was worse than a tracheotomy on someone with some other condition. I was wondering how the tracheotomy was different.
No, but the difference is that I've never done this many trachs on people in my entire life, and I've never done a single trach on someone recovering from the flu.
And for a lot of us, I think the risk is worth it. Is contracting COVID potentially dangerous? Yeah, it is, but not very. We've seen the survival rates are absolutely incredible on this thing. It's not like you're likely to die if you're
one
even
out of 200 dies.
Yeah, and that's, you know, if you're in decent shape, you have almost no chance of dying. So, you know, all the fear mongering.
More dangerous than that.
You know, I'm sorry that you have to do more work because of your job, but it's not like you don't get paid.
That's
for
exactly right.
Being a nurse or being a doctor or, you know, tracheotomy expert or whatever it is that you do.
And I don't think that our local hospital is overrun. I don't think that that's a problem here.
No, I mean, I haven't seen any evidence of overrun hospitals. I know that there were huge layoffs at the beginning of this mess mm-hmm. among hospital staffs.
Mm-hmm. That's because they weren't allowing people to do elective surgeries and things like
that. And I know that a lot of people have died because they didn't get the surgery they mm-hmm. needed because... but then I've also seen people going into hospitals and filming empty hospitals, empty corridors, empty wards. Nobody's running around. If people were dying on all over the place in these hospitals, there would be people running around. There would be crash carts. It'd there would be body bags. There would be bodies.
They certainly wouldn't have time to make TikTok videos.
There's no reason to bust somebody's balls for wearing a mask.
No, of course not.
I mean, if somebody wants to wear a mask, let them be.
But the issue was the signage, meaning that they didn't want to have signage that could be, you know, could tweak or trigger the people who are the mask people. They didn't want to put, like, you. I read you the signage from this grocery store, right?
Yeah.
Which made it pretty clear that, you know, mm-hmm. they weren't saying we don't welcome mask people, but they were saying if you don't have a mask, you're welcome. And so having signage mm-hmm. like that out would disturb certain business owners who are against masks, but they just don't want their customers to think that yeah. they're against masks.
Well, the thing is, I mean, to me, it's kind of like, you know, smoking and non-smoking sections in restaurants. Now, back in the day when there actually were smoking sections mm-hmm. in restaurants, there were laws that limited how big they could be. They could only be like 40% of the floor space
okay.
of the restaurant. And that way, in order to serve all the smokers, every restaurant pretty much had a smoking area. And mm-hmm. what I thought would be much better would be if they got rid of that limit on the size of the smoking area, and then you can have some restaurants that are wholly smoking.
Sure.
And you can have some restaurants that are wholly non-smoking.
So according to the New Hampshire Attorney General's office, they've released new recommendations for grocery stores and retailers encouraging mask wearing among customers. Now, the wording here is interesting. Recommendation.
Encouraging.
Guidance. But then when you actually read through this
stuff... I would encourage them to follow my recommendation and learn to use the English language.
After some businesses reported employees were uncomfortable enforcing state guidance.
Which is not the job of your average cashier, by the way. This state guidance is supposed to be enforced by thugs with guns.
Well, if it's guidance, it shouldn't be enforced at all. Guidance is just should be just a set of suggestions. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, it's not communicated yeah. that way. It's communicated by men with guns. Mm-hmm. And so it seems like it's not a suggestion, but in point of fact, it is a threat.
Well, if you throw a guy out the window, it's guidance.
No, that's true. Governor Chris Sununu enacted a statewide mask ordinance in November as a way of fighting the spread of COVID-19, but that order didn't specify explicit consequences for those who refused to wear one, although a violation of a governor's orders in emergency cases in New Hampshire and in most states is a misdemeanor if they want to charge you with it. They just haven't.
But you certainly couldn't get one for violating that because that's just a recommendation. I think New Hampshire is a great place for the disobedient, and you
Why?
Know people don't want to. I mean, on the one hand, people don't want to make waves. And keep in mind, we're in the most liberal town in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. so we get a somewhat skewed view of it. But you know, it's got a long tradition of disobedience. It's got a people whose motto is disobedience, live free or die fighting. Mm-hmm. Death is not the worst of evil. Obedience to masters is.
Sure.
I think it's a great place. And, you know, if there are too many obedient people here, you know, I think maybe we should just breathe on them until they get scared and go away.
Yeah, well, I was hoping that we would see, you know, more people in New Hampshire disobeying, and I've been disappointed that we haven't. You know, there's a lot of obeying out there going on in the streets.
I think that's true, and I think a lot of it is because people are not scared.
You know, finally, now that the bad orange man is out of office, they're kind of the mainstream media is flipping their narrative a little bit. Now they're starting to come back and say, oh, let's slow down. Maybe we did make some mistakes with this. Maybe we should have done it differently. Though you still have you know, the king of flip-flops, Fauci, now talking about two masks and three masks, and it's common sense to just wear five masks on your face and it'll help. And if it helped, then, you know, COVID wouldn't keep spreading while we stopped, 98% of the spread of flu. It's pretty amazing that it, you know.
Well, see, it's all because of the people who won't wear masks is why COVID keeps spreading. See, that's why. It's all of our fault.
Yes. And if that worked, then, you know, the hospitals would be way more overrun than they normally are, which is something you mentioned, how they say, oh, we're overwhelmed. The ICUs are at 80%, 90% capacity. Well, what's ironic about that is they normally operate at that capacity during flu season.
Oh, interesting. Now you sound like you might know a thing or two about this. Do you work in the healthcare industry?
No, I've just been obsessed with data and spent way more time than I should have reading and learning.
Now, and, go ahead.
You can go back many years, actually, and find the same news media like The Guardian and New York Times, and they show it. That even in the UK and as well as in America during this time, they, oh my God, flu at record levels. The ICUs are at capacity. Well, they're just normally like that.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.